This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to wrap up this history story, hopefully here in just a couple minutes. Maybe not, but I'm going to try. Savannah Hernandez is going to join us 30 minutes from now. We're going to talk about something parents need to hear. Something's happening to a father in California. We need to be aware of kind of one of those wave of the future for commie America type things. And then we're going to get the headlines at the end, and we're going to check out of here, and we're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. So you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why? Why do we do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday? Why? People ask you why all the time. You know why?
We're changing people's lives.
That's why. I pretend to be a doctor on Friday and answer all these questions. Let's get back to what we were doing. In case you missed it, I've done an hour now of history. It's been about Vietnam so far, and then we're going to wrap this whole thing up, kind of the French involvement in Vietnam, a little bit of Vietnamese history. Now we're at the point, in case you're just now joining us, the French have lost. Vietnam is now North Vietnam and South Vietnam. South Vietnam is run by some loser. He's oppressing his people. Everyone hates him. But they're anti-communist, right? North Vietnamese is communist. And that brings us to America. Kennedy gets assassinated, 1963. We already have so much time, money, troops, planes, years and years, dollars, billions invested in Vietnam. Kennedy dies, 1964 rolls around. There's a destroyer, an American destroyer, Navy ship. It's called the USS Maddox. Now, what is going on with the USS Maddox? What is the USS Maddox doing? Obviously, you can picture Vietnam. I'm not going to insult your intelligence, North Vietnam and South Vietnam. USS Maddox is spying. They're spying for South Vietnam. It's an eavesdropping ship, for lack of a better way to put it. We are grabbing your communications, stealing them, figuring out what you're doing, informing the South Vietnamese, and coming up with a strategy to make sure those dirty commies in the North don't eventually take over the whole country. Now, the North, remember, the North is being funded, financed, organized, and others by China. So the North, North Vietnam, you may think after all this war and all this famine, surely they've got to be hard up. And don't get me wrong, they're not flush with cash, but this is a modern military. Modern things they have, funded by other superpowers. The Soviets were involved too, it was a big old mess. Those commie scum, they stick together. So the North was very much aware of our presence, and they were aware of what exactly we were doing. South, they kick off a couple little mini raids of North Vietnam. A little raid here on this island, a little raid on that island. And then the USS Maddox starts to cruise up north, up along the coast. What are they doing up there? Well, you should understand they're eavesdropping. They're spying on North Vietnam. And you also have to understand this, and this is going to be forever an argument. We know for a fact they entered, quote, disputed waters. Why are those waters being disputed? Because they got close enough to the North Vietnamese coast that the North Vietnamese said, why is your destroyer in North Vietnamese territory? I'm not going to defend North Vietnam, but probably not an unreasonable thing to ask. If there was a Chinese destroyer 5 miles off the California coast right now, you would demand your government ask some pretty hard questions. What are you doing here? So the North Vietnamese had had about enough of this. They send out, and I should note, while the USS Maddox is up there, they capture, now this, we get into, we're going to get into a territory where I'm going to have to put a couple disclaimers on this. Allegedly, I'm going to tell you what I know and what I don't. Allegedly, they capture communication from the North Vietnamese saying they're planning to attack, right? I believe them. They capture information saying they're planning to attack. Again, it's disputed waters. The North Vietnamese send some torpedo boats, 3 of them, after the USS Maddox, little torpedo boats. They're closing in on the USS Maddox. They are. They're acting aggressively. It was a ship that was in disputed waters. The USS Maddox had pulled out of disputed waters now. They were further away, but the torpedo boats were after them. They got close enough to the USS Maddox that the Maddox fires some warning shots. The warning shots are not heeded. At this point in time, the USS Maddox throws up the, they throw up the bat signal and say, hey, we got some boats coming after us here. Someone want to help? We rally a U.S. aircraft carrier and their jets and another destroyer, and we start firing away at these torpedo boats. We kill a few sailors. We actually don't sink any of the boats. We heavily damage one, and that's kind of over, right? Now, you might ask, after this battle with the North Vietnamese, what kind of damage was done to the USS Maddox? One bullet hole. They found one bullet hole in the USS Maddox. Okay. So, not the end of the world. Certainly not enough to start a war over, right? Well, then the next day, I want to emphasize, this battle was over, day one. The next day, the USS Maddox sends out the signal again saying they are under attack. It's happening again. The North Vietnamese are attacking them. They put that out there. But they weren't. There was no attack. And just in case you're sitting there thinking maybe they just interpreted things differently, there weren't even any boats in sight. North Vietnam was not there. Those torpedo boats were gone. The next day, the Maddox claimed it was being attacked again. The NSA, we now know these things through various Freedom of Information Act requests. The NSA changed the intelligence to make it look like there was an actual attack. The United States of America, in response to an attack that didn't come, launched a major airstrike against several North Vietnamese bases, including a fuel depot that produced 10% of North Vietnamese's oil. 2 of our planes were shot down over the ocean. 2 pilots lost. Lyndon Johnson, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, they go to the Congress and ask for what's known as the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. What is that? It's essentially getting Congress to give Lyndon Johnson permission to escalate things because we had been attacked in South Vietnam. Almost nobody dissented, of course, because after all, our ships had been attacked. The next thing you know, we are sending, well, you know the story of Vietnam. I'm not going to bore you with the points there. Now, let me ask you something. Do you see any dangerous momentum happening now for the United States of America? Do you see, as you survey the landscape, do you see any situations where the momentum, the money, the munitions, the advisors, it's all pushing us in the exact same direction? And do you see any naval ships, U.S. Navy ships? Do you see any of them getting close enough in proximity to a place where they might be attacked or even provoke an attack? an attack that would prompt a response. A response that would be approved by the United States Congress. None of this is sounding familiar, does it? After all, we're just talking about history here. Why do you think I told you this story? Just history, of course, right? Nothing like that would ever happen again. Certainly nothing that we're on the cusp of now. Two carrier groups in the Middle East. Anyway, just something to keep in mind. I hope to God this history story we just went over, in the end, it's just a nice little walk down memory lane as we talk about America. I certainly hope something doesn't happen and we all look back on this and say, oh, crap, here we go again. I'll leave it alone for now. We're going to get to a couple emails before we get to Savannah Hernandez. Just wanted you to know, I see something that looks awfully familiar to me. Does it look familiar to you? All right, enough. Let's do something good. Let's do something wonderful. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop funding dirty commies domestically. That's what we're going to do. You see, the corporate world, now that it's been infected by all the endless filth from colleges, the corporate world is now a political entity. That means, like it or not, where you spend or don't spend your money is a political decision. If you have a cell phone through Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you've made a political decision and not a good one. They hate your guts. They take your money. They use it to spit in your face. Pure Talk does not do that. CEO is a veteran. They hire Americans based in America. Maybe the best part is when you have to get a hold of Pure Talk and you talk to someone who speaks English and they understand it. And they're raising money for veteran suicide to eliminate veterans' debt. I actually feel good about my cell phone bill. When's the last time you felt good about your cell phone bill? Mine, of course, got cut in half. That doesn't hurt. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you missed a single solitary second, and I can't imagine you would, of the Jesse Kelly Show, good news. The whole thing can be downloaded on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, all right? All right. Now, before I get to the emails, because we have Savannah Hernandez in this story about parenting in California, but just stay with me on that. I did want to get to this. The GOP, I really hate them. I'll be honest with you, I do. I really, really hate them. My disdain for the communists is great. My disdain for the people on the right who should be fighting them and aren't probably actually exceeds the disdain I have for the communists themselves. Tommy Tuberville, you know what he's doing? He's a senator. What's he doing? He's blocking the automatic approval of promotions for all these generals and admirals. Why is he doing this? Well, let's be honest, for one, most of these generals and admirals, they're a bunch of commie woke scumbags anyway, who should be run out of the military, not promoted. But setting that aside, he's doing it because the United States military is illegally using your money for abortions. They're not allowed to do that by law. But because the law doesn't matter anymore in this country, they're doing that. So what Tommy Tuberville has said, no. No more blanket automatic promotions. You want to bring one guy at a time ahead and have an up and down vote on him? That's fine. No more of these blanket promotions. They're stopped while the American military is paying for abortion. Stopped. Well, I want to ask you something. When's the last time you remember the GOP going to the Senate floor and fighting hard against the communists, loudly? When's the last time? Yeah, I can't think of one either. Here was Senator Joni Ernst last night. She finally found something that's got her hackles up.
But right now, today, 37% of active duty families are likely to recommend military service. 37%. They see what's going on today, and I've heard my colleagues say, we shouldn't be injecting politics into the military, and that President Biden did that, and Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, did that. But what are we doing to these military men and women? Politics are being...
I want to remind you, what are we doing to the military men and women? She's trying to be Miss Military. We're talking about a colonel who's currently being denied his promotion to general. You know, a general, who a two-star, who's being denied a third star. We're not putting them in concentration camps along with their family. We're talking about promotions for flag officers who are almost all totally useless anyway. I'll let her continue. Way to fight for us, GOP.
Being injected right here today. We have men and women that deserve to be promoted to serve where their country knows they are needed. And our military families today are saying, you know...
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I have a montage to go with it. The GOP Senate, they finally found something they've had enough of.
You just denied this lady a promotion. You did that. And she has got zero to do with what happened. She deserves to be promoted. You're not going to change policy that she didn't make by denying her the ability to be promoted.
We're going to look back at this episode and just be stunned at what a national security suicide mission this became.
We have done the best that we can to honor the request of a fellow senator that these nominations be brought to the floor and voted on individually. And I really respect men of their word. I do not respect men who do not honor their word.
If you think they've done something illegal, go to court.
I'm as pro-life as they come. America needs to have our best players, most combat-capable leaders on the field. And right now, that's not happening.
The GOP in the Senate banded together not to secure your border, not to go after the FBI for becoming the Cheka, not to reduce your taxes, not to cut spending in the government. The GOP and the Senate banded together to attack Tommy Tuberville for simply saying, stop using taxpayer money for abortions. That, and good point, Chris, that and the speaker fight is the angriest I've seen the GOP in ages. It's funny how none of them got angry like that when East Palestine, Ohio, was under a chemical cloud of death. Not one of them. Not one GOPer got upset when presented with the facts of mass child rape along the southern border. But my goodness, if one GOP senator tries to make a stand so the military can't murder babies with my money, that sets these people off, boy. Woo! Boy, they finally found something. They're going to dig in and put a stop to it. I'm telling you right now, man, this party, sometimes, you know what? I'm going to let it go. Sometimes, man. Speaking of kids, we're going to talk about a father who's having his taken away from him. This is a story you need to hear. We're going to talk about that with Savannah Hernandez next. Before we get to that, let's talk about making basic preparations for a future that can get rocky, right? Let's be honest. They're attacking the food supply on purpose. They're very honest about that, to their credit. They're attacking the food supply on purpose. So what are you doing to make sure you and your family are able to eat? What are you doing? Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home? That's not radical preparation. That's basics. Even FEMA will tell you, everybody needs 3 months worth of non-perishable food. And the craziest thing is, nobody has it. Even people who think they do. Go take an honest assessment of your pantry. You don't. My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped and ready. 2,000 calories a day. Prepped and ready. And right now they're $200 off. You have to get $200 off, though, you have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone who lives in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. Prepare as if the people who run our food system hate your guts, because they do. Prepare with JesseKelly.com. Go now.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, Chris, turn it off. That was terrible. What was that? Did Savannah pick that? That was Kanye West's power? It was terrible. It was absolutely dreadful. Joining me now, TPUSA reporter. You can also read her stuff in the Post Millennial. One of the best on the street, maybe the best journalists we have on the right. Savannah Hernandez, even though her music selection sucks. Savannah, you picked that song on purpose, just to be clear?
You know what, Jesse? Every single time I say yes to your show, I always forget that I have to pick a song, and I forget every song I've ever listened to as soon as I'm asked, and so that was the first one that popped into my head.
Well, look, I understand. It's such an incredible honor for you to speak to somebody like me that I would be blown away. I would be blown away too. My mind goes blank when I think about me. I can't fault you for that at all. But
I'm probably going to stutter through this interview because I'm so starstruck just listening to your voice right now. Okay.
Yes, I don't blame you at all. Anyway, we do have something serious. I wanted to talk about something I was reading of yours. I teased it a little bit for the people, but the floor is yours. What is happening in California with this father, with his son? Take it away.
Yes. So this is a story that's actually been going on for a couple of years, but it was brought to my attention and I was like, okay, awesome. Let's bring light to this again, because this is something that is happening to parents in California every single day. And we kind of forget that it's happening, right? So this is the story of Adam Vina, whose five-year-old son is currently undergoing essentially grooming by his mother. At the age of two, this young boy was being dressed in girls' clothes by his mom. And then Adam was objecting to that, saying, hey, I don't really agree with what's going on. I don't want my son to be subjected to this gender ideology. Our little boy is obviously a little boy. His mother, of course, disagreed with that. And because they live in California, all of the courts and the entire judicial system basically sided with now five-year-old Aiden's mother. So Adam has lost custody of his son. He's been issued a five-year restraining order. And he even expressed to me as well that, again, the judge involved in this case, the attorneys involved, the therapists involved have all been very vehemently pro-LGBTQ, and he feels like he's just been completely ostracized and taken out of his child's life. So a really heartbreaking story out of California. Again, this has been going on for a couple of years. And when I posted this today, because AB 957 was a piece of legislation that was introduced in California that surrounded this type of instance, right? Essentially, if a parent didn't affirm their child's gender, the court was going to say, okay, we're going to take that into consideration when we look into whether or not you should have custody of your child. Now, when I posted this story, a lot of people were like, hey, Sav, this actually got vetoed by Gavin Newsom back in September, which it did. But if you actually read Gavin Newsom's own veto of this, it reads that, he's vetoing the bill because a court under existing California law is already required to consider a child's health, safety, and welfare when determining the best interest of a child in proceedings, including the parent's affirmation to the child's gender identity. So I think that's the most important part of this story right here, that, from a PR perspective and on its surface, it's like, okay, AB 957 got vetoed in California. California parents aren't having to deal with this. When in reality, Gavin Newsom vetoing that bill basically took the heat off of California. And now people on the right are like, oh, we don't really need to fight for this anymore, when it's the exact opposite. This is already instituted in the California judicial system. This ideology has already permeated all of the court systems, and parents and, you know, fathers all over California, even mothers in some instances, are dealing with this every single day.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought this up again. We're speaking with reporter Savannah Hernandez. This is actually a big question I had for you, because we have so many listeners in California, people with families. This isn't a specific location thing. This isn't a, hey, just get out of San Francisco thing. This is a statewide thing. If you're in California with kids, this is the kind of thing that can happen to you. I don't want to overstate it. You're the one who knows. I don't.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's looking like. I'm not on the ground in California, but I have a lot of friends that are, that have been covering Adam's story for a couple years now. And this seems to be a reoccurring theme here. The state coming in and taking away custody from parents who don't want to affirm their quote unquote, child's identity or affirm their child's gender transition therapy. So this is something that we've seen time and time again. This is a story out of Pasadena. And like I said, Gavin Newsom vetoed AB 957, but absolutely, this is a state-level issue where no matter where you're at in California, the judicial system is still overrun with this LGBTQ ideology, and this is what has a stronghold on, I guess, the legislation over there. So absolutely horrifying what is happening to parents every single day in that state.
Savannah, you said, and I don't want to major on the details here, but this part's been bothering me. You said he lost custody, 5-year restraining order. He lost custody specifically because of this issue? He wasn't beating him or anything like that? It was because he wouldn't chop his penis off?
You know, I asked that question as well, because as a journalist, I'm like, okay, let me make sure we're fleshing out all angles here. And that's what he said. He was like, you know, there's no violence. There was no neglect at all. Legally, there should be no reason as to why I lost custody of my child. But what they brought up in the court was text messages between Adam and then again Aiden's mother, in which Adam was objecting to the gender transition. And the court tried to weaponize that and say, oh, he's not going to accept his son's gender transition. And that in itself, again, tying to the health, safety, the welfare of the child, the California court deemed, okay, we are going to be issuing this restraining order. So, Adam expressed to me that it really had to deal with the communication between mom and dad there and having that disagreement. And there was no issue of him being a neglectful father or a violent father or any of the, I guess, traditional instances of why you would lose custody of your child if we lived in a sane society.
Good grief. Okay, before I let you go, is there, and I don't know that there is, I probably should have asked you beforehand, but is there anything we can do to help in this kind of situation? Anything we can do?
Absolutely. There's a lot of attorney's fees racking up for Adam. I put on my Twitter, @Sav_says, a link to his Give, Send, Go. So if people do want to go and donate, he's trying to go through the appeals process right now to gain access to his son sooner rather than later, because by the time that 5-year restraining order is up, his son is going to be 10 years old. And that's essentially the age in which puberty blockers can start for kids. Oh. So he's really trying to expedite that process. So if people want to go and donate to his Give, Send, Go so he can, you know, work on this. And again, this is a $1,000, very expensive legal process. People can go and donate in that way.
Okay, Give, Send, Go. Chris, can we get a link to his Give, Send, Go in somewhere for people in the show's description? Okay, we can. Okay, there will also be a link in the show's description. Go find the link easiest at her Twitter account, @Sav_says. Savannah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
You bet. I can't say everything I want to say right now, believe me. I just, as a father, you think about that, right? And obviously that's not a concern I have for my boys and my home, but you think about a father's love for his sons, for his babies, his daughters too, but think about what it would be like to be that helpless because of an evil system. We've been talking so much lately about the evil system we have. and how once the system becomes evil, you can't escape it. I've been lamenting it about what they're doing to Trump, right? They're not going to let him be. They're going to arrest him. They're going to imprison him. But this is normal Americans, too. It's way beyond him. When you're trapped in an evil system, there's no escape. It's terrible, man. Get out if you can. Get to a red place, all right? All right. Hey, let's talk about something amazing. Let's talk about new breakfast taco place I found this morning. I'm pretty proud of myself. It was one of those places that they were selling their wares out of a rundown truck that looked like you could get meth and breakfast tacos. So I, of course, pulled right in because that's where you get the best Mexican food. And I got my tacos and I came home and the wife was like, "Where'd you get those?" And I was like, "Hey, it was a really nice place. You would love it. I'll take you sometime," even though I'm never going to take her because if she sees it, she won't eat anything from there. But I did sit down and I ate my breakfast tacos. And you know what was sitting right by me when I ate those? My little 7-day pill dispenser thing with my male vitality stack from Chalk in there. I took my Thursday stack this morning, as I do every morning, whether I'm having tacos or smoothies for breakfast or whatever I'm having. A male vitality stack goes into my body to start my day every day. Why? Oh my gosh. Take it for 90 days and you'll see. Natural herbal supplements. Take it for over a year like I have. Man, I'm a different person. My skin looks better. This stuff. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. So get one of those. Male vitality stack or female vitality stack. All right? One more segment. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I swear to you, I'm going to get to a couple emails in this segment. I got sidetracked with the history and then the news and the stories. And I'm going to get to some emails. Just have to do a couple things real quick first. First and foremost, I want to do this. Whenever there's a special of some kind, might save you some coin, I try to let you know right off the bat. Well, you already know about Good Ranchers. You already know about the people who run Good Ranchers. There are people, God, family, country, there are people. And you know about the meat delivered and stuff like that. Well, they have a deal right now. Free meat for a year. Here's how it works. Whether it's hand-cut top sirloins or salmon fillets or organic chicken or smoked bacon, whatever. When you subscribe to a box, you get the choice, one of those cuts free for a year with a subscription. You could save like $500 on that. But this is a special that is not going to last. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse, gets you $20 off, free shipping, and meat free for a year. Don't miss out on that. If you've been considering getting your meat delivered to your home, better meat than your grocery store delivered to your home, take advantage of a year of free meat. We need all the freebies we can get right now. GoodRanchers.com/Jesse. All right. I do need to at least hit this before I get to the emails. Credit to James Comer in the House outlining in this 20-30 second cut, outlining pretty well the Biden family corruption. And it's something we talk about a lot, but man, just wrap your mind around the fact the president of the United States of America cannot possibly make decisions on behalf of the United States of America because he is compromised by China and can be blackmailed by them. Therefore, China has veto power over the president of the United States. Just wrap your mind around that. Why? Oh, I don't know. Little things like this.
$40,000 in laundered China money landed in Joe Biden's bank account in the form of a personal check. And the Oversight Committee has it. First, Northern International Capital, a Chinese company associated with CEFC, wired $5 million to Hudson West 3, a joint venture established by Hunter Biden and a CEFC associate. Then Hudson West 3 sent $400,000 to an entity owned and controlled by Hunter Biden. Next, Hunter Biden wired $150,000 to Lionhall Group, a company owned by James and Sarah Biden. Sarah Biden then withdrew $50,000 in cash from Lionhall Group. Later the same day, she deposited it into her and James Biden's personal checking account. A few days later, Sarah Biden cut a check to Joe Biden for $40,000. The memo line of the check said loan repayment.
Ouch, right? And look, the most amazing thing is they're still sifting through all the shell companies and false names. Remember, he's been using aliases. Back when he was vice president, he used all these aliases. They're still sifting through all of it. This is what we know. The president of the United States of America, it's compromised by China. And yeah, that's a really good point, Chris. Chris said the most amazing thing is how cheap he is. Vice President of the United States of America selling you and your country down the river for 40 grand. Dang, man. Just dang. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, my wife is out of town. I'm playing Mr. Mom, dropping kids off at school and whatnot. The drop-off line at the school is ridiculous. You sit in line forever, and then when you get close to the drop-off point, you realize most families take a solid minute to get their kids out of the car. What were they doing the whole time they sat in line? Unbuckle, grab your stuff, and be ready to go when you get to the drop point. It's easy to tell how many people who listen to the show have been in the military. It's just really easy to tell. The guy goes on, as I drove off, I pondered the damage that the culture of tolerance is doing to society. People are not self-aware or considerate of others because there's been a campaign against bullying, so on and so forth. Okay. Yeah, that's, I'm sure, part of it. But there's another part of this, too, because you're right. You see this more and more and more. Here's what's happening in society. And actually, I'm going to use Halloween here as an example. You probably have seen both of these videos if you spend any time online. If not, don't bother seeking them out. It doesn't matter. I could describe it to you perfectly. This took place on Halloween night. The first video is this. A couple of wildebeest moms and their 8,000 kids run up to a front porch that has a big bowl of candy in it. And they proceed to, all of them, the moms and the kids, shovel every piece of candy out of it like a bunch of wild animals, and they empty the bowl for themselves. Those kids have no chance in life. None. They're kids now. They're going to be pieces of crap their whole lives. They will be. It's almost unable to overcome it. And then there's another video out there, though. And it's wonderful. It's as wonderful as this one is bad. Kid walks up. Actually, kid and his sister walk up. Their mom's with them. They walk up to get their candy out of a bowl on the front porch. And the bowl is empty. And a kid turns around and says, Mom, bowl's empty. And she doesn't say anything to him. On his own, he starts grabbing candy out of his bag and putting it in the bowl so other kids can have candy. My point in this story was this. Man, how you raise your kids is everything. And we have a society full of parents who think they don't have to be purposeful with teaching their kids values. And once you have a parent who's super selfish, that's going to just bleed right down to a kid who's super selfish. And then one day you're going to look around and your kid's going to be a piece of crap. And you're going to wonder how that happened. How it happened is you. You're how that happened. We have become a more selfish society as parents have gotten less purposeful about parenting. Raising fine young men and women does not magically happen. If you see somebody, and I'm so impressed. You know, when I saw a bunch of this on the book tour, when I would go out and we were meeting you and we were at these book events and I'm signing books and you bring your kids out, these kids, polite, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, please, shaking hands with a firm handshake, not some limp-wristed, pathetic.
Why are you gay?
That kind of handshake, a nice professional handshake. And it just, every time, it just blew me away. And it didn't blow me away because of the kid. I'm glad the kid was that way. You look at the parents there, and it knew no income level or anything else. That's a parent raising their child that's going to be awesome. That kid's going to dominate in this life. And I'm glad that's you. And I wish everyone thought like that, but sadly, they do not. And sadly, we've run out of time on Thursday's show, but tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you can and should email your questions into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com, and we'll have all kinds of fun tomorrow. They don't have to be political, remember. They can be. That's fine. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll have fun. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.